Today marks the 106th running of the Boston Marathon. The race is the oldest marathon in the country, and it attracts elite runners from all over the world. Women are relative newcomers to the race. They were banned from the marathon until 1972. Rachel Gottbaum reports from member station WBUR that a few pioneers who crashed the course forced changes in the way women are accepted in competitive running.
For 75 years, the only official role for women at the Boston Marathon was that of cheerleader. Wellesley College students were called upon to cheer the men as they ran by. But in 1966, Roberta Gibb, who had come all the way from California, jumped out of the bushes at the starting line and ran the entire marathon. Marathon officials tried to ignore the female crasher. The following year, Catherine Switzer was a junior at Syracuse University training with the men's cross-country team. After she outran her coach on a 31-mile run, he encouraged her to sign up for the Boston Marathon. She used the initials KV Switzer on her application form.
The morning of the race, it was snowing and sleeting, and I had on a baggy gray warm-up suit. And 4 miles into the race, we began shedding our heavy sweatsuits, and my hair was down and flying along when the press truck came by and loaded with photographers. And on the press bus accompanying the truck was Jock Semple, the co-race director.
Seeing a woman running with an official marathon number on her chest enraged Semple.
I was trying to get away from him, and he had me by the sweatshirt, and he was ripping at my numbers, screaming at me to get out of his race. When out of the blue comes my 235-pound ex-All-America football player boyfriend, who throws a crossbody block into Jock Semple, sends him flying, and lands on the side of the road. Well, of course, I was just terrified at this moment, and my little coach looked at me and said, "Run like hell."
Switzer finished the race in a time of just over 4 hours. The confrontation between the first woman to officially enter the marathon and the race director made international news.
This is normally an all-male contest, so race officials are somewhat jolted when a girl appears. Wearing number 261, she's listed in the program with letter K for first name, second name Switzer.
Switzer was suspended from the Amateur Athletic Union, the equivalent of today's United States Track and Field Association.
They expelled me for running in the 1967 Boston Marathon for the following reasons. I ran with men. I ran more than a mile and a half, and I should know that that was the longest distance allowed for women in those days because you might hurt yourself. And the last reason really lets you know where we were athletically in 1967. It's because I ran the race without a chaperone.
Race director Jock Semple had vowed that women would never run in the race. But in 1972, they were officially accepted into the Boston Marathon. And thanks in part to Catherine Switzer's efforts, the Olympics added a women's marathon in 1984. Two-time Boston Marathon champion Joan Benoit Samuelson brought home the gold for the U.S. that year. She had come a long way since her high school coach told her she could not run over a mile.
So-called experts in the field thought if a woman ran over a mile, she'd do bodily harm and never bear children. Well, two children and over 100,000 miles later, I'm still at it.
The Boston Marathon, which began with 15 male runners in 1897, is expected to have a field of over 16,000 runners today. 6,233 of those who have signed up are women. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Gottbaum in Boston.